Wherever you are, it's morning with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG.
Annie F. Downs, how are you doing this morning?
You guys, I'm so happy to be talking to you. I'm so glad to be here.
We are so excited to talk to you as well. Been a big fan for a long time with your books and your podcast. You seem to like the same people that we do, so I think this is going to go really well.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all, you guys. I already stalked you on the internet. We were born to be friends. This is going to be very fun.
Oh, wow. That's a first. I don't know I've had many people stalk myself, so that's good. Here's how this is going to work, although I know you're no stranger to audio interviews since you do a lot of podcasting, but we're just going to open up the door, ask some questions, have a conversation. I think we've got you for 20 minutes, and then share it with everybody and get the word out.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Okay, so Annie, you have a podcast and now a book that's called That Sounds Fun. What made you start the podcast? Was it just like, hey, I want to highlight the things that I like?
Deep in my heart, I think that was always there. I love when my friends become friends with my friends, okay? So, like, I love when this group meets this group and they like each other. And that's really what I get to do on every episode is I get to introduce one of my friends who's a guest to my friends who are listening on the other side. So I love it. But it really started because a novelist, Ted Decker, his team asked me to interview him 7 years ago, and I didn't have anywhere to release it. I was like, well, I'm an author and a speaker, but I have a blog and Twitter, you know, like, I don't know, what do you want me to do? And the lady said, well, have you thought about ever starting a podcast? And hand to heaven, y'all, I said, that sounds fun. And then I went home and I looked it up and no one had a podcast called that yet. And so I jumped on it and that's where it started. So, I mean, y'all do it too. It is just so fun to get to talk and have friends listening on the other side. They get to respond to us because of social media or email or all the things. It's awesome.
As we are looking through your podcast, you have such a variety of things from interviews to focusing on Enneagram stuff. And it's so wild, all the things you do.
Well, you know, the problem, Jeremy, is I just like to talk about things that I like. And I like a lot of different things. And so I'll bring on chefs, athletes, authors, musicians. Yeah, we talk about the Enneagram every summer. Every February we do couples. I mean, if I like talking about it, you're going to hear about it on the show.
And one of those things you like is boiled peanuts. That is not a Michigan thing. Can you please enlighten us a little bit to this? Because it kind of grosses us out.
Have neither of you had them at all?
No.
No, I've heard of them on occasion, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
Oh, you guys, this makes me so happy. I need to mail you some immediately. Okay, here's what they do. They literally, you get a big pot, and you just put water in it and peanuts in the shell and then more salt than you think is legal. Okay? And you put all that into one pot and then you boil it, but you let them keep boiling until they soften. And so the shell softens and the peanuts soften. And then you put the whole thing in your mouth. You don't eat the shell, but you crack it open. You eat the peanuts, you spit out the shell, and you keep going until you make yourself sick.
Well, it sounds like a perfect, you know, first date meal, you know, the spitting of the shells. It sounds really attractive.
Right. Listen, down here, if a guy said to me we're eating boiled peanuts on a first date, I'm probably proposing.
Well, love this. This is a very fun interview. And speaking of fun, you somehow transitioned your podcast, That Sounds Fun, into a book. Why don't you talk about that transition and what people can expect with the book? Because it just came out.
Yeah, here's what happened, Jeremy. At the end of every episode, I ask people, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what you do for fun. So I started getting just the wildest variety of answers. And so it kind of piqued my interest even more. And then the listeners started coming up to me before 2020, right, when we were all at our home, started coming up to me at restaurants, at airports, at church, everywhere they would see me and say, Annie, I want to tell you what sounds fun to me. Almost before they even told me their name, they were telling me what sounds fun to them. And I went like, okay, there's something here. People want to talk about the fun they're having. People want to be coached and how to have fun. And people want to understand that fun is a thing we can do today. It wasn't just a thing you did when you were a kid. And even as the world gets challenging, more challenging than ever before in conversations as well as in the pandemic, can we still have fun? And people wanted permission. And so I started writing. And as I was writing and doing this research and talking to friends, I was like, oh, we've got to talk about this stuff. And it needs to be a book that people sit down with their friends and read together or read alone and think through. Because there is a lot of power in choosing fun and having fun in your life.
Now, Annie, I hope you don't mind that I reveal this because I am the same age as you. We are both 40. And
yes.
I feel like maybe when we were 20 or 30, we had this idea of what adulthood looked like. And I feel like with this book and with your podcast, you're kind of being like, okay, 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old, let's go ahead and stop taking everything so seriously and start having some fun. And even when life gets hard, we can find good elements about all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Amanda, that's a lot of what I'm saying is I'm saying, hey, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old, do you remember being 10?
Mm.
Do you remember that? Because there was something to that. You were a kid once. No one's childhood was perfect. We all had hard days. But overall, there are moments you can go, man, there was a lot of joy and simplicity then. It's not like I can be a person who only has fun. It's not like I don't have to go to work. I mean, I run two companies. I have a lot of responsibilities. I still have to get my oil changed in my car. And, you know, like, we still have to be grown-ups, but can we bring some of that fun from our childhood into our adult life? Can we make space on our calendar for fun the way we make space for exercise, for connection, for spiritual growth? What does it look like for us to put 30 minutes of fun on our calendar every week too?
So what do you do with someone who is really struggling in a season right now? You mentioned in your book that you've struggled with migraines. Jeremy and I both in the migraine club as well. Yo, and it is miserable.
Yeah.
How do you tell someone, okay, let's figure out the fun thing even in the midst of the misery?
I mean, I think the first thing is that you tell the truth, right? Because a lot of times when people want to have fun, what they actually want is to escape and they want to just pretend like there is no pain and just run as far as they can in the other direction. And that ends up making us do things that we regret in the long run. That's escapism. And so the reality is what I have found most healthy for me is just to tell the truth. Number one, there are things in our lives that are really hard. Everybody has something happen today that did not go the way they wanted it to. Everybody wants something they don't have. I mean, we ate lunch and we still want dinner, right? Like, we are wanters as humans. And so all that is true. And so I honestly think the first step to having fun is telling the truth of the things that are hard and then embracing on top of that, what is fun in your life and what could you add to your life? What hobbies did you used to do that you don't do anymore? What connections with other people are you missing out on that you can bring back around? What can you bring into your life that will remind you of the goodness of God, the kindness of God, and just having fun?
These are really good perspectives, and I know that you get a chance to dive into everybody else's fun, but maybe this question doesn't get asked to you much, but what is it that you like to do for fun? I know you got the podcast and book and being a speaker, but is there anything outside of that you just really enjoy?
Jeremy, thank you so much for asking, because you're right. I ask it all the time, and I don't get asked it back very much. What sounds fun to me today, I would love to be outside. It's really cool. I mean, I can't complain. Y'all are in Grand Rapids, but it's cold in Nashville. It's as cold as my little boiled peanut heart can handle. And so I would love to have like a warm day and just play outside all day. That sounds so fun to me to like read at the park. And when you ask people what sounds fun to them, so many times it involves being outside, whether it's snowing or hot. People love being outside. There's something about nature that reminds us so much of God and the changing seasons. And so today, that sounds really fun to me.
When you talk about being outside, that's definitely something we've been able to explore during the pandemic. Maybe speak into that a little bit, maybe what your experience was or how people can further find fun in something like that.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I didn't finish writing the book until the fall, which is really late for writing a book. But as the pandemic started and continued on, I said to my team, I was like, and my publisher, I was like, y'all, I have to keep writing and I have to put this filter of a global pandemic on top of a book about fun and make sure it's still true.
Mm.
And in fact, I ended up throwing out one chapter because I was like, well, that was real fun until you can't do anything.
Yeah.
And then that just looks like fluff and looks like I'm tone deaf to the world. And so, and then I ended up adding a chapter because I ended up redoing and redesigning my porch outside because I ended up spending a year at my house.
Mm.
And I realized I wished my porch had some different features to it than it did. One of my friends was one of the first 10 people in our county to get COVID last year. And so I literally was quarantined March 8th.
Oh, wow.
And so I was really early. Yeah. I mean, I was quarantined for 14 days and then the mayor of Nashville shut the city down the day I was supposed to get out. Oh, no. Y'all want to see a bad day. All my friends were out. I was locked in my house. And I'm not married yet. Don't have kids yet. So I'm by myself. And the day that freedom is coming is the day that everyone gets shut in. And so it was really hard for me, Jeremy. I mean, I really had to have, and I write about it in the book, I had to have some real honest conversations with myself of like, I thought my fun was flying to cities, going to concerts, going to restaurants, going to sporting events. I thought my biggest fun was in those experiences. And those are really fun. But in a year where you can't do those, I picked up cross-stitching again. And I cooked my way through a cookbook. And I did all these things that brought me a ton of joy and were really fun that I would never have thought of 2 years ago. And so it is about looking at the life you have right now and finding fun in it versus going, when my life gets back to normal or when the kids get older or when the bank account is different or when I'm married, then I'll have all the fun. It's like, no, there's a way to find it right here in the life you have today.
I feel like there's a correlation between fun and also contentment. Do you feel like that's something that goes together?
Yeah, because the sneaky thing about this book, Amanda, is it's about freedom. And it is about like learning that you are who God made you to be. Like you are exactly who he wants you to be. And the things you find fun that are unique to you, that's really important. And the more you fall in love with the way God made you, the more content you get with the life that you have, the more fun you have every day. I mean, it's a, I jokingly call it Sneaky Jesus. It is a book that has Sneaky Jesus all in it because someone's going to pick it up at Target who may not know the Lord or maybe growing in their faith walk and, or may not have one at all and think, well, yeah, I want to talk about fun. And what I'm actually hoping is that as they go through the pages, they go, oh, there's a God who made me this way. And I'm not a mistake and I'm not an accident and my life is a gift. How can I be content in the life that I have and how can I find fun today?
Well, along the lines of being who God made us to be, you have addressed this in your podcast and the whole idea of now that I'm a little bit older, I need to take care of myself, but not just take care of myself, but really love myself. And one of the things I heard you say that I thought was really good was it's the longest relationship I've ever had, the relationship between me and my body. And sometimes it can still be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no one we've lived with longer than ourselves, right? It doesn't matter how long you live in your parents' house or how young you were when you got married. You haven't lived with anyone as long as you've lived in your own body. And so learning to appreciate some of the unique things about you, about your body, your soul, your spirit, the way God made you is important, especially as for me, as I have gotten older and gotten more content with God's unique design for my life, I do have a better life and it is more fun. And the relationship I have with my body continues to grow and change right along with that.
Well, Annie, you have a lot of fun, it sounds like. I can tell by the way you laugh. I know you've got a big smile. I've seen a lot of your press photos. But I know that there's a lot when you're kind of in the spotlight in which you are, where you do have the podcast, you do have books, you do have speaking engagements. Do you ever find that to be draining? And if so, like, how do you recharge?
That's a great question, Jeremy. Yeah, I mean, of course, everything, life is about deposits and withdrawals, right? So, of course, that feels true. Part of it is I genuinely am getting to do what I love. I used to teach elementary school and I felt the same way when I taught school. Like every day I was tired and every day I was so grateful to do a job that I loved. Now, how do I recharge? I am a big believer in Sabbath. And so if I'm not traveling on a weekend, which we haven't done in a long time, my Saturday, I am all the way off technology. I am nothing on social media. I am quiet. I read, I nap, I go on walks, I spend time with friends. My Saturdays are absolutely removed from the public view. And part of that is because we all need to rest. You can't prioritize fun in your life if you're tired all the time. And so we have got to rest. And so for me, resting on Saturdays really matters. It's a good reminder. Also, this is like a little confession. It's just good to remember the world doesn't need you. Right? So for one day every week, but it is a good reminder of like, look, Annie, everyone's really fine. They're actually totally fine.
The world keeps spinning without you.
Yes. Shockingly, everyone's going to be fine. And so it's just a good reminder to me of that. And it does something for me in a world, and y'all may experience this too, where I talk a lot. I have a lot of words. I'm with people a lot. I'm happy a lot. I don't naturally make space to grieve or to feel sadness. And Saturdays, a lot of times that will happen in some degree where I'll go, yeah, that thing this week was disappointing or sad. And I hurried to the next thing. But here on Saturdays, when I'm quiet and resting, I can't get away from it. Mm. And so it's good for me and the Lord to have those moments where I go, hey, I was really sad about that on Tuesday, and I just didn't have the bandwidth to tell you, but I'll tell you today on Saturday. And so a day of rest every week is absolutely essential to being a successful human, I think. For sure a successful Annie.
I love the way that you put that. I didn't have the bandwidth to tell you then, but I have the bandwidth now. And setting that time aside, very smart and not always the easiest thing.
It's true in our real life relationships too. I mean, God is a real life relationship, but when I think about my friends, if we have an argument or a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, and I go, I really want to fix this, but I've got to jump on with Jeremy and Amanda. Mm. So if you'll just give me 10 minutes, I'll call you back and fix this. Well, God and I work like that sometimes too, right? Where I go, hey, I know we need to talk about this, and I want to. So I'm going to write it in my journal, and then on Saturday or Sunday, when I have an extra 45 minutes instead of 20, I would love for us to go deeper into this.
Well, again, we're speaking with Annie F. Downs, a podcaster, speaker, author for That Sounds Fun, not only the podcast, but the book. And Annie, you've been doing this a while. Kind of curious what 40-year-old would tell like 20-year-old you, especially because of, I guess this idea that maybe you might wake up and just realize just how impactful you are, maybe wonder exactly, how did I get to even be here?
Yeah. Okay. 20-year-old Annie. Oh, she was a treat, you guys. She's a little bit of a mess. Well, if she'd have known she was single until she was 40, I'd have told her to open a savings account a little bit earlier. So that would be one thing I would tell her. But also, I think if I could go back to her and just like put my hands on her shoulders, I would say, trust the process. Mm. Trust the story. Every bit of it is leading you to actually exactly where you want to go. So it is not going to go the way you thought, but it is going to take you to better places than you could have ever dreamed. So just trust, just trust. And so now, even as we're saying that, Jeremy, it's making me go, okay, I want to grab my 40-year-old self by the shoulders as the future 60-year-old Annie and say, Annie, trust this process. Whatever is going on today is leading you right where God wants you to go. And it's going to be for your good and for his glory. And so I'm a little bit preaching to my 40-year-old self today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish you could see Jeremy making eyes at me in the studio going, girl, you need to hear this as well.
We spend a lot of time in the studio, so I get to see a lot of the yes. real raw Amanda. So you're saying yeah. some really great words. Yeah. I know our time is getting ready to close up shop here in just a moment, so I just want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything that you want to make sure to cover or share before we let you go?
My gosh, no, y'all did such a great job. I absolutely love talking to you. That Sounds Fun book is out everywhere. The fun thing is that Target has a special edition with some bonus features in the back that's really fun, but yeah, I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Y'all know that. Annie F. Downs everywhere. And so, yeah, y'all are so fun to talk to. Thank you for having me.
And we will never call you on a Saturday. How about that?
Well, you're welcome to call. I just don't answer.
Thank you. It was so good to talk to you.
Thanks, friend. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
91.3 WC.